Yeah, that one does have one ear. Okay. If you want to switch with someone else, I don't know.
Well, Julie, what do you... Actually, what about these? What about these? These work?
Yeah.
Am I in the wrong place? I am.
No.
No, this is right?
This is good.
Plugged into
91.5 WMFO in Medford. We're here with Matt Painter. I'm going to introduce them in just a second. But what have we been hearing since New York Dolls? We had Metallica, For Whom the Bell Tolls, going out for request. David Bowie, Suffragette City. Mark Bolan and T-Rex with Explosive Mouth. We heard the Talking Heads, Pulled Up. MC5, Looking at You. And MC5, Kick Out the Jams. And then, yes, that was the band I'm about to introduce. We heard Mad Painter with a Letter. They're right here in front of me. And ready to go when you guys are, you know? Okay. It's all yours. Mad Painter.
Carnage and disease.
I don't wanna be no soldier. I don't wanna kill nobody. I don't wanna be no soldier. I don't wanna kill nobody. I don't wanna be. Kill. I don't wanna be. I don't wanna kill.
Beware.
Stuff,
thank
Alex.
You, thank you, thank you.
Would you like to introduce the band?
Yes, absolutely. We are the Mad Painter, and on the left, Kenny Hyland, a veteran of many bands, and needs no introduction because he's a fixture, WMFO, and on the Boston scene. Julie Janikakis, bagging vocals and overall support and invaluable support, I might add. I'm Alex Gitlin, Matt Painter. Al Prince, I like to introduce him.
He's not a Habib.
Right. There you go. And Flynn Young on drums.
All right. Sounding great, man.
Fantastic. All right. Let's go on with Samurai. Rock and Roll Samurai.
All right.
Woo!
myself with the notions of yore. I don't live on a shelf like a toy in a store. A little tin soldier, back into the fray. Got metal to forge and I won't fade to gray. Bonafide warrior, I was born to fight. I never felt sorry or looked for the light. Cause I've traveled so far, cause I follow the rules. I still fought all my stuff and they fought me old school. They call me a samurai. I don't know if I'm wrong or right. Just a rock and roll samurai. Maybe tired, but my blade is still bright. So many years I spent on the road. I had no fears cause I honored the code. Stir crazy, I wait for the brightest of rays to fight off the sting of the future betrays. They call me a samurai. I don't know if I'm wrong or right. Just a rock and roll samurai. Maybe tired, but my blade is still bright. Ancient notions may seem so absurd. Time has come to dust off my sword. They call me a samurai. I don't know if I'm wrong or right. Just a rock and roll samurai. Maybe tired, but my blade is still bright.
Okay, I'll try and go up a little, but you're getting into the red when I do that.
Okay, so guys, let's keep the volume under check.
I'll try and bring them down.
I just want to make sure I hear my voice.
I'll try and bring them down a little.
All right. Excellent. All right. So the next one's Illusion. And actually penned by the same guy, friend of mine. He's the lyricist on Samurai and Illusion. And I just wrote the music. Here we go. One, two, three. Four. We'll be right back.
that you land on something mesmerizing. Watch you see what you get. Take a gift from Green Eyed Goddess. Glows is still, it's out of hand. Get a grip on vision where it's got us. Easy not to comprehend. Open your eyes. Lift the veil of the great unknown. Rip up the skies. An illusion, it's not set in stone. It's all an illusion. The door to the grave forever. No heroes to turn the lever. No reason, no rhyme. Be beggars, be choosers. Be wiser, if not, be clever. To end up your last endeavor in pockets of time. What if your illusion lingers? What if you can't see what's real? Time is slowly slipping through the fingers. Time has come to break the seal. Reaching out to catch horizon. Wonder if we ever learn. Cut through the mirage to proudly rising. At the point of no return. Open your eyes. Lift the veil of the great unknown. Rip up the skies. An illusion, it's not set in stone. It's all an illusion. The door to the grave forever. No reason to turn the lever. No reason, no rhyme. Let beggars be choosers. Be wiser, if not, be clever. To end up your last endeavor in pockets of time.
Our title track coming up, it's called Mad Painter.
Yeah.
few brush strokes. You've invaded my mind. Many colors explode. An incredible sight, but why do I feel so good? The matter painter. The matter painter. Praying. Praying to be in your vicinity. Watching. As you're laying down your insanity. Now your world's my life. It's so easy to see. There's two of you. There's only one me, but why do I feel so good? The matter painter. The matter painter. Seven wonders in the world don't make me wonder. Compared to you, they're a bore. I'll be with you. I'll be with you. I'll be with you. Let's do Smile.
Fantastic.
California Jam, 1974.
How many more do you have left?
It's up to, you know what? We have an expandable repertoire where it could be as many or as few as you like.
Two more?
Super flexible, yeah. Okay.
All right.
Super flexible, Matt Painter. Okay, let's do Smile. Spread the word around the globe. Smile on your brother. Preach on your father. Shine on your sister. And spread the word around the globe. Come on and spread your wings, my friend. I really hope you understand. We're free to crawl, but we're free to fly. It's time to take a stand. Telling you it's all in your mind. It's what matters in the
my hand and let me show you the way to the promised land. Come on, sing it now. Smile on your brother. Preach on your father. Shine on your sister. And spread the word around the globe. Do you think you got what it takes to set the whole world on fire? Well, the message is peace and the world is love, and harmony is your desire. There ain't no peace nor understanding with no end to wars inside. I really hope our love shines through and darkness turn into the light. Come on, sing it now. Smile on your brother. Preach on your father. Shine on your sister. And spread the word around the globe. Smile on your brother. Preach on your father. Shine on your sister. And spread the word around the globe. Enslaved by fear and hatred no longer. Come on, break these chains. Men, women, and children on planet Earth, your love is what remains. You gotta stay true to who you are. Spread compassion and sympathy. This song is your gospel and your only guide to salvation and unity. Come on, sing it now. Smile on your brother. Preach on your father. Shine on your sister. And spread the word around the globe. Smile on your brother. Preach on your father. Shine on your sister. And spread the word around the globe. Smile on your brother. Come on. Preach on your father. Shine on your sister. And spread the word around the globe. One more time now. Smile on your brother. Preach on your father. Shine on your sister. And spread the word around the globe. Come on, sing it now. Smile on your brother. Preach on your father. Shine on your sister. And spread the word around the globe. One more time now. Smile on your brother. Preach on your father. Shine on your sister. And spread the word around the globe. And spread the word around the globe. And spread the word around the globe.
Woo! Thank you, thank you, thank you. Let's do There Ain't No Use in Hanging On.
Okay.
Because, you know, it's appropriate for it being the last number.
Last song, right?
I'm kidding. One second. Coming up, and let's go.
I call this one A Whiter Shade of Gitlin.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? Okay.
I can hear it.
Wrong. Anyway, we've given
home.
There ain't no use in hanging on. Don't think those cloudy skies will brighten. Why would you want to keep on fighting? It can't be undone. We can't be won. Fire away. There's seagulls in the sky. Maybe they could show us where we've gone so wrong. Anyway, we've given it a try, and it's plain to see that we just don't belong. We don't belong.
Lennon was still alive, that would be his second favorite song of all time.
Thank you so much.
All right, you guys want to like go use the bathroom or
anybody?
I was going to play a couple songs while you got situated.
Sure.
We could have a, you know, talk a little.
Absolutely. I want to get situated in Situate.
No problem. No problem, Brian. Whatever works, you're in the driver's seat.
All right, they are Mad Painter. We'll be back with them after a couple of these.
All right.
Life is short, filled with stuff, don't know what for, I ain't had enough, I learned all I know, by the age of 9, but I could better myself, if I could only kick, something I ain't had.
the hand. Freddy getting ready. Rock steady when Johnny strikes up the band. They'll be rocking in the project, walking down along the Strand. Freddy getting ready. Rock steady when Johnny strikes up the band. Johnny strikes up the band. When Johnny strikes up the wind, Johnny strikes up the wind, Johnny strikes up the band. Your mind at ease. He's guaranteed to please, backed by popular demand. Look around, my little friend. Jubilation in the land. Ready, get ready. Rock steady when Johnny strikes up the band. Johnny strikes up the band. Johnny strikes up the wind, Johnny strikes up the wind, Johnny strikes up the band. We'll be right back.
Where's Alex?
I'm right here.
I want to be able to see you.
Thank you. Okay.
91.5 WMFO in Medford. We just had a great set from the guys here. Mad Painter. So that's the name of the group. That's not you.
It's the name of the group.
Okay. Because I had this. They used to call me Mad Painter when I used to paint houses. I'd walk into the bar and have paint just all over me, and they'd go, "It's the Mad Painter."
That was the shape of things to come. Cassandra couldn't have prophesied that better.
So this is kind of new, these guys, right?
Fairly. Well, Flynn and I have been together for 3 years now. Alan's the newcomer, but he's been friends with Kenny forever.
1985.
Was Kenny always part of this?
Kenny was not always part of it, but you know what? In early 2017, he was at our Out of the Blue gig in Cambridge. At the time, that was Out of the Blue, right? Mm. And he saw us, and he heard about us through, like, mutual friends and on Facebook and everything. And he was like, wow, this is like Boston's answer to Aphrodite's Child. And when he came up to me and told me that, he struck a chord. He knew we were speaking the same language, and so did I. And so, long term, I kind of knew that Kenny would be part of it eventually, and he has become part of it since.
I'm feeling kind of like a Jesus Christ superstar thing coming from this, you know?
Right. With Ted Neely,
am I right? Am I right? Does it have that vibe to you? Or?
It depends. Are you talking about the American cast or the Broadway cast or the London cast?
The movie cast.
Oh, the movie cast. Ted Neely, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I suppose there's a little bit of that.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Sure. Sure. Yeah. Especially in the title track, there's a little bit of that.
Yeah.
Gillan is the British cast.
So when did you first start the project?
I would say in 2015, the initial incarnation was me and a bunch of guys who we just jammed together in the basement. And I started just coming up with songs one after another. They were brand new. They were new to me. They were new to them. But then I also started digging up some songs from way back in my, like in the 90s, my days with Silver Star, and where I was playing with Flynn's dad and uncle. And so some of those Silver Star rejects that never made the bill, you know, and especially, well, the letter we actually played live with Silver Star in the mid-90s.
Okay.
But there were
at
others
TT's,
like,
right?
At TT the Bears. Sonya now, right?
Sonya the Bears.
Sonya the Bears. And let's just say, There Ain't No Use in Hanging On was one that I never had a chance to show the guys, you know, in Silver Star. So it had to wait another 20 plus years, right, to become reality. And so, yeah, it was a mix of old and new, and we all got together and we started like jamming and stuff. And these guys, eventually they wound up going on their own, and forming their own band, where I moved on and I recruited other people, and we started like, you know, practicing in Arlington, actually second floor of the Regent Theater.
Oh, cool.
Pretty legendary, considering in 2016, there's an anecdote, right? Blackmore's Night, we're playing there, and so we had a practice beforehand, and then we snuck downstairs and we saw Blackmore's Night.
Okay.
So in their honor, you know, Richie Blackmore, we did Smoke on the Water, a cover, right? And I don't know if they heard us from the practice room, or probably not. Yeah. But and eventually we went downstairs to the first floor. We saw the man, the legend himself, Richie Blackmore, and Candace Knight doing Blackmore's Night. So that was pretty. And again, that was a different lineup altogether. And that was pre-Kenny, pre-everybody in the room here. And then, you know, what really happened was the magic started happening when Flynn Young here, he joined us in late 2016.
He's a young?
He's the youngest one. Yeah,
oh,
he's
I thought
21.
You said Flynn Young.
Flynn Young. That's his
nom
de plume, right?
Yeah. Not related.
Not related.
No relation?
No.
We're all related somehow, kid.
Yeah.
That's Adam. You know that for a
fact.
So it's like this kid here is amazing. What he did was he learned the set in 2 weeks. And he just showed up one day and he knew everything, like note perfect, beat perfect, you know, down to the last, like, rim shot.
So he's
like
a mad genius.
Holy smokes. Yeah. I mean, you know. And so ever since, you know, the first gig that we played together with him was in the Poconos at a Russian rock festival called the Winter Tangle Fest in Lake Harmony, Pennsylvania. And there was a bunch of people we didn't know, and they were expecting Russian rock, and what they got was an English-speaking, English-singing band. And they were blown away. It was like a triumph, you know, and that was Flynn's first debut with us.
Cool.
And from then we just rolled on to different incarnations and guises, and here
Very
we are.
Very cool. What do you have coming up?
Let's see. First of all, January 10th, 2020. Am I speaking to the mic? Okay.
Yep.
January 10th, 2020, Club Bohemia, 10 p.m. We're on the roster with Rollo Tomasi, thank you. And Soaked in Strange. Hopefully we'll wind up using their drum kit. And then 8th of March, we're on with Kenny's band. Kenny's got his own band.
Yep.
At the Jungle in Somerville.
Okay.
And then coming back to Bohemia, Club Bohemia, Mickey Bliss's, you know, the Cantab, on the 2nd of April, which is Kenny's birthday party.
And Bob Ruse from Stigmatics. Bands that I'm not in.
Night Scrapers.
Band that I'm not. Bob's in the Stigmatics. And the Fighting Fish, and also
The Fighting Fish.
The Fighting Fish. The legendary Cast Bats,
yeah.
So we're going to do a Kenny band on the hour and then a Bob Ruse band on the half hour. So it's going to stagger, you know, like 9, 9:30, 10, 10:30.
And Cal Viglione, too.
I'm sure he'll get in on there somehow. But I think the Mad Painter set is at 10 o'clock.
10 o'clock on the 2nd
on
of
the
April.
Okay. Now, ironically, Flynn's dad played the Kirkland on my 1997 birthday. He was in a band called Silver Star of the Jukebox Angels, who played up here with Mikey D, who's now gone. And I personally put the Silver Star CD in Brett Milano's hand. And then there was a big write-up in the Phoenix.
Oh, nice.
So one generation later, I'm hoping that lightning strikes twice again.
Right.
If not, it'll be like that move B-side, Lightning Never Strikes Twice in the Same Place. Flip side of Brontosaurus.
So Bob and I started Silver Star back in the early 90s. And you want to know how the name came about, Silver Star, right?
Yes, how did it come about?
Well, there was a Gary Glitter album in 1977 called Silver Star. That was like his farewell, sort of. He was going on hiatus after that. And this was before the big brouhaha with Gary Glitter in Britain in the press and everything.
Right.
You know? But, you know, at the time we worshipped glam rock and Gary Glitter and the Glitter Band and bands like Mud and Sweet and, you know, Suzy Quatro, etc. And so, you know, Bob and I were both really gung-ho on British glam rock of the 70s. And so, yeah, Gary Glitter, Silver Star, 1977. I had the record. It was insanely expensive. It was an import. And I was like, why don't we name the band Silver Star? Because before that, we went through, like, you know, a bunch of names like Junkie Dunkie. You know.
And then don't forget, you used to go to the import bin at HMV, was it?
Yeah.
Where Joel Simkes was working.
Joel Simkes, right. And so with Silver Star, I recorded one song with me on my vocals. It was like I contributed three songs. I sang lead on one. It was called Kindness. Mm. And Joel Simkes of WMFO wound up playing it nonstop as a DJ at HMV in Cambridge. Mm. And it was like very flattering, and he did as a huge favor at the
very
time.
Very cool.
And proof that I haven't changed my clothes since then. I played, there it is, right
on the town.
I played On the Town with Mikey D.
Mikey D.
Because Joel handed out the swag.
Well, you guys did a wonderful job here today. Thank you very much for coming. I've already posted the pictures, I think, on Facebook. So
when are we doing a show with the Thigh Scrapers?
When are we going to do one with the Thigh Scrapers?
Thigh Scrapers and Mad Painter.
Well, we'll definitely get, if you guys want to do that, we'll do it.
Thigh Scrapers.
We just done then, okay. And then, Flynn, don't forget to promote your radio show, too.
Oh, that's right.
Yes. I have a show called House of Glamour. It's an 80s New Romantic show, and you can listen to it on WFKU.net. It's on every Thursday, 1 to 5 p.m.
All right.
And we can do a link up with your site with his site, right?
Yep.
Somehow or the other?
he can go ahead and advertise on my site if he likes. Is that what you mean?
I don't know, whatever that the thing is where you, like, you link up the sites or whatever.
Oh, I don't know.
You don't know?
I don't know either.
Yeah, you're right. We're all too old for that. Like, too old school, or whatever the newfangled computer thing is where you, like, you link up stuff, you know,
yeah, the doohickey, yeah,
to the world and all that.
And then Instagram and Twitter.
Facebook is good enough for me.
Yeah.
Anyway, you guys were great. Thank you very much. We'll do it again in 6 months, huh?
It's a pleasure. Absolutely.
Just remind me, you know?
Sure.
When six months comes around, go, it's time.
Hopefully we'll have something fresh and new for you, so it's not the same repeat of the same set.
You know, all right.
We'll surprise you.
That's great. Thank you, guys. Thanks. And where have we been listening to? Oh, yeah. Well, after Mad Painter, it looks like it wasn't even putting the songs on. But what did we hear? We heard Warren Zevon.
I thought you played something that sounded like Iggy Pop and the Stooges, but I'm not sure.
Elvis Costello.
I did Elvis Costello, Watch Your Step.
What was the last one, Kenny?
No. Actually, I was stumped on that.
I know you played T-Rex at some point. But that was
way earlier.
Real early, right?
We'll figure it out and fix it sooner or later. But speaking of Jesus Christ, Superstar, check this one out. It's MFO.
again. You know why we are here. We've not much time, and quite a problem here.